Restaurants in 12 of Maine's 16 counties may reopen dine-in service today, but they must take certain health precautions to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Some are jumping right in, some are taking more time to get ready, and others say the size of their dining space just doesn't make limited table service economically feasible. As part of our series, Deep Dive Coronavirus, Keith Shortall has more on what some Maine restaurants are doing.
It's been a busy morning at the Fairground Cafe in Topsom, where regular customer Diane Reservier and a group of friends are gathered again at a table near the entrance.
This is the first time that we do this together in a restaurant, really.
For a long time.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, all the time that this virus thing's been going on.
Yeah.
Owner Perry Levitt says when he learned earlier this month that restaurants would be allowed to reopen with limits in 12 counties, including Sagadahoc, he had his mind set on being ready.
It was a great relief. I was very excited, but yet as it got closer, there was some nervousness too, because it is a responsibility to keep everybody safe, you know?
I find it very safe here because he did a wonderful job separating the tables at a distance, and the waitresses all wear their masks, so does Perry.
Sporting a Dallas Cowboys mask is server Mary Rummery, who says she's a people person and has missed seeing familiar faces.
So great. It was like almost like a sigh of relief when I walked in and saw our regulars. We have some new people over here that have never been here, and super excited.
But an hour up the coast in Rockland, Chef Kerry Altiero stands alone in front of his popular restaurant, Cafe Miranda, which by late morning would normally be in its busy pre-lunch prep mode, getting ready to move orders of deconstructed nachos, Thai chicken noodle soup, or its special fabulous bowl of meat. But Altiero says the coziness of his dining space, which was a good thing before the pandemic, has made reopening a challenge. His concern is the possibility of a second wave of COVID-19.
I don't want to contribute to that second round because, you know, I don't think that the economy, or certainly me, has the capital to do this again. So I'm going to be very, very sure that we can be safe for our customers and certainly for the staff. You know, everybody's as important as everybody else.
Many or all, really, that I'm aware of, restaurateurs are really taking their time to make sure that they're getting it right.
Tom Pico, president and CEO of the Penobscot Bay Regional Chamber of Commerce, says he believes that most restaurants in Knox County that can open want to, but are taking extra time to make sure they have adequate supplies of personal protective equipment and safety and cleaning procedures in place. And then there's the staffing challenge.
You know, you have businesses that have furloughed employees, and in some cases they're finding that employees may not want to come back to work for a variety of reasons. So just being able to staff up to be open to the public is another issue.
Pico says he expects more restaurants in the area to open their doors in the next few weeks. Cafe Miranda's Kerry Altiero says he's selling slabs of wood-fired street pizza and plans to begin offering takeout soon. But he doesn't imagine opening table service in the near future.
Yeah, that is a big lament, I think, of all of my colleagues, because we don't do this just for the food. That's, you know, that's kind of our ego place. The other part, the grandness of the personality, to be hospitable, that's what we do this for. And that's what, when you take that piece out, it's like, yeah, I'm still getting satisfied making these pizzas, but we're not getting the whole experience, and neither are you.
Altiero says table service at Cafe Miranda would not be feasible until the threat of COVID-19 is diminished by a vaccine, substantive testing, or therapeutic treatment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shortall in Rockland.